I know you're going to do some songs in Australia, and then you're doing South by Southwest and Los Angeles and New York. What about a Canadian tour for City in Color?
Yeah, I think we're just trying to get all the dates together, but hopefully, I think it's going to be like mid-May into early June.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like I'll be there in a couple months. Just we're just trying to get everything, like time frame wise, together because I got lots of stuff to do. Obviously, you know, with the two bands. So
yeah, and so Alexis on Fire is done for the year. I guess your last show was a rescheduled Mississauga show, right?
Well, no, we're doing that Australian tour as well.
Oh, okay, so that was the last North American. So when you're in Australia, will it be Alexis on Fire, and then you'll be also be doing some City?
Yeah, I'm going to be playing some, like, it's a festival.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I'm playing during the day, earlier during the day, and then we are like one of the headlining bands playing at night.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very good. And have you gotten with Alexis gotten back into writing any material for the next album?
Yeah, we started a couple of weeks ago, actually, and we've been practicing, like, we've kind of just been taking it easy this time, you know what I mean? Like, just mm-hmm. sort of getting back to being normal dudes again, as opposed to being guys that have been on living in a tour bus for the last 4 years. So we just, like, every we get together 3 days a week and just jam and write music, and it's been fun, been going good.
Is there any kind of running theme through the album? Is there anything about the new album that sort of has consistency from song to song, or is it just kind of various different stories?
Well, I think there's lots of songs about death, and there seems to be a lot of songs about, you know, sort of my insomnia, and I think, but the general theme of the record is there's sort of like some hope in the distance, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not an album full of like woe is me heartbreak songs, because I don't really need to write those songs anymore, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And now, when you talk about the themes of that, is it all personal stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I think with the way I write it, no matter what I write about, the song has to do something with me at its core, just because it's the way I write, you know?
Sure.
Like, some of the songs, you know, like Body in a Box is just a song that I wrote about my idea of, like, how I feel about funerals and things, you know? So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, my opinion, kind of thing.
Is there a favorite of yours on the new album, or they're all special to you?
Obviously,
they're all special, but is one stand out in your head that I love this song?
I think What Makes a Man is my favorite song on the record, right now, anyways.
Mm-hmm.
I just really dig it. I really like the way it came out, and I don't know. That's my jam.
Now, when you got on tour, I know last time you were through Calgary with City in Color, it was actually the first show I saw here at Jack Singer. It was just you, guitar, and for one song, the piano. Are you going to take out any support with you this time around?
Yeah, I'm going to bring some bands with me, I would imagine, or some guys with me, and then I'm going to hopefully have a band to put together, and so I can, you know, play the songs that kind of have extra instrumentation on them, as well as do, you know, I like to switch up the old songs a bit and turn them into new songs and stuff like that. So, yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be different than just me and a guitar. I'll still do, like, you know, there'll still be a part of the set where it's just me and a guitar, but I just like to switch it up a bit.